Hey there, it's Lily May, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. I feel like it's been a little too long since I've recorded a solo episode, so I decided to pop in. I was trying to think about what I should share today, and then I saw something on YouTube that said, make peace with where you are and watch the magic unfold. But before I hop into that, if this is your first time tuning in, please visit my website, theglamceo.com. You can join my email list because I send out nearly like 100 grants for entrepreneurs every single month. I also have opportunities to market, brand, and boost your business on my website as well. And I'm so excited about the new Glambitious shirts that are perfect for the cold that's coming in this season. So you could get you a couple of Glambitious shirts as well at theglamceo.com, and also follow me at I Am Lily May on Instagram. So yeah, I saw a post on YouTube that said, make peace with where you are and watch the magic unfold. And for me, a person is very ambitious. It is sometimes hard to make peace with where I'm at when it's not exactly what I've envisioned, right? And I'm sure that's the case for some of you that are listening, that you're in a place that is not exactly what you envisioned. Maybe it's not what you planned. Maybe it's not what you prepared for, hoped for, dreamed of, or any of those things. Nevertheless, you find yourself in a particular space, right? And it could be unsettling. It could be uncomfortable. It could be just dry, you know? Sometimes seasons just feel dry. You don't feel the momentum. You don't feel like things are moving forward. And so it's like, how do you make peace with where you are when it's not where you desire to be? I think that's the word. Like, how do you make peace with where you are when it's not where you desire to be? And so, number one, I would encourage you to seek God for clarity on what this season is for you. Like, what season am I in? You can literally ask God, what season am I in? Because sometimes God has given us a season of rest and it feels dry, like nothing's happening, but he's really giving us time to rest, time to heal, time to recover from any challenging seasons of the past. Or, you know what I mean? If you're having a dry season in business, it could be he's just giving you time to rest and get restored for your next, right? And so you might be trying to push the needle and the needle isn't moving because it's intended to be a season of rest. If you're single and you're, you know, dating with attention and wanting to be married and nothing's lining up and the phone is dry, maybe God is giving you time for self-care and healing and, you know, time to think about some of the past dating situations and learn from those things and prepare for the man that he's, you know, created for you or the man he's bringing to you. So always, number one, seek God for clarity on what this season is. Like, literally ask him, Lord, what season am I in? That way you can react to it differently, right? Because we know that seasons change. You know, it's winter and then it transitions into spring and then it transitions into summer and then it transitions into fall. So wherever you find yourself in this season, know that it's not permanent. It's just a season. And once you seek God for clarity on what season it is, then you can make peace with it. You don't have to fight and tussle with it. You don't have to look at other people who may appear to be thriving in a certain area and feel a little envy or jealousy, right? You know, if you're single and you're desiring marriage, you've been single for a long time, but you're seeing all of these happily married couples, if you might feel a way, or if you want to travel the world, but your money is funny and you see everyone traveling the world on Instagram, you might feel a way. If business has been slow for you, but then someone posts their, you know, Shopify statement saying, oh, I had a 5-figure month, you might feel some type of way. Instead of allowing yourself to be kind of tugged and pulled by what's going on in the lives of others, you could just seek God for clarity on what season you're in and know that, hey, he has me in this season for a reason. I don't have to be envious or compare my journey to anyone else in this season, because this season is going to change. It won't be like this forever. Right? That's the logic. You know, I always say, seek God for the spiritual insight and then use the logic to pair with it so that you can make peace with where you're at, so that you can find the most constructive way to deal with what you're facing. Right? So if you know that you're in a season of rest, now you can allow the rest. Now, instead of feeling bored, you'll realize, I'm not bored. I'm just at peace. I'm just resting. Sometimes we have to rephrase things and shift our perspective and use new language to describe a thing, to describe a circumstance, a situation, a moment, because words have power. And so if you're constantly saying, man, I'm so bored, business is so slow, instead of man, I really have peace. I'm resting. I'm getting, you know, restored. That's more empowering to know that you're just resting versus you're bored and nothing's happening, right? I had to take a sip of my coffee because I didn't want it to get cold. But that would be the number two recommendation, is to shift your language about the season. I think that's very important in making peace with something, is that you shift the way that you're talking about it. You know, if you're single and you're like, woe is me, man, I have such trouble dating. Oh, it sucks to be single. Oh, it's so isolating, so lonely. And I'm not minimizing it, because I've been single for a long time and it is all those things. It's not fun. It can be isolating. It can be lonely. I'm not minimizing any of those things, because I've experienced it as a single woman over 40. Okay. However, instead of using that language, we can shift our language to say, you know what, I have plenty of time to do all of the things that I want to do to take care of me. You know, I can book a spa appointment anytime I want. I can travel. I can read. I can, you know, go outside, sip a coffee. I can just be leisurely with my day. Instead of focusing on all the reasons singleness sucks, use your language to describe it differently. Also, we can begin to thank God in advance for what's to come. You know, I know we hear, you know, about having a posture of gratitude and how we should always be grateful. Sometimes that's hard to do when you're feeling the type of way. But if you can push past the discomfort of the season and start thanking God in advance, I think that's also going to help you get through this season. Like, you know what? Thank you, Lord, for the amazing husband that you're bringing to me very soon. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing business opportunities that you are aligning right now for me. Thank you, Lord, for the worldwide travel that you're blessing me with. Thank you, Lord, for the financial increase that you're blessing me with and you're touching my accounts. Thank you, Lord, for the supernatural connections that you're bringing my way to help me accelerate in all areas of life. You know, we can thank him in advance for the shifts that we're believing him for. And so those are three ways I would say to make peace with where you are. Number one, seek God for what season you're in. Number two, start to change your language about how you're describing your season. And number three, thank God in advance for what's to come. And then after that, just really make the best of your day. Go out, do something different. You know what I mean? Pick up a new hobby, try a new type of self-care. There's so many cool ways to take care of ourselves in this good, you know, what, 2023, as we enter 2024 year. There's so many cool things. Like in Charlotte, they have something where you can like lay in a pod that's filled with water and just float. It's like a floating pod. Now, I've never tried it, but I had some friends try it, and it's supposed to be very relaxing, right? You have the salt Himalayan salt rooms now that you can go and book a session at a Himalayan salt room. You know, of course, you have your massages. There's just so many fun things to do to take care of you in this season. So explore those things, you know, explore new types of fitness. If you're bored at the gym, you know, try some new classes. I recently started going to this Zumba class. And it is so much fun. It's, you know, like R&B, hip hop, you know, Zumba. And it's just really, really fun. So it makes working out fun, right? That's something new to spice up the workout so that I'm not just bored at the gym or going around the track. But no, I can look forward to my little, you know, Zumba classes on Monday and Wednesday. So try a new type of workout. There's also things called stretch labs where you can book a stretch. You go in and they stretch you out really, really good. That's relaxing. There's so many things. So really start to explore your city in this season. You know, try to do things to fill your cup up. Book some podcast interviews about your expertise. That will re-energize your business. I recently had a podcast interview. Well, actually, it's an Instagram live interview with a young lady about, you know, public relations, which is my expertise, and faith. And it was so energizing. So start booking some podcast interviews about your expertise, or if, you know, whatever you want to talk about. There's a podcast for that. You know, there was a commercial that would say there's an app for that. There's literally a podcast for every topic under the sun. So whatever it is you're wanting to talk about in the season, like start interviewing on podcasts about that topic, or create your own. Of course, I invite you to be on the Glambitious podcast. We do interview guests here about all types of topics. So if you're interested in being on the Glambitious podcast, you could just send me a DM on Instagram at I am Lily May. And if you desire some momentum in business, we have a lot of things coming up. We have a virtual speaking opportunity that you can participate in. Just again, DM me on Instagram if you want to do that. If you want to be on the Glambitious magazine cover, if you want to do a video interview on YouTube or an in-person talk show interview for the Glambitious talk show. If you want to speak in Charlotte, North Carolina, or speak at our Atlanta conference in 2024, so many opportunities that you can be proactive about to re-energize your business. If that is where you feel stagnant, again, just message me on Instagram at I am Lily May, and I'll send you the links to any of those opportunities, or you can hop on a free call with me. And in doing that, we can discuss a longer term marketing strategy or accountability sessions or whatever it is that you need to re-energize your business. Just know that whatever season you find yourself in, it is temporary. It won't always be like this. I do believe, you know, those of us who believe in God and serve God and pray and seek Him, that He always has something exciting for us just around the corner. Before I end this episode, I'll have a quick little example of God having these suddenly moments in store, these surprises in store. So I was recently at a homecoming tailgate. It was a lot of people. And so I sat down for just a second and then I looked up. And as I looked up, a fireball shot through the sky. It was unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. It looked like something out of a movie. It was so unbelievable that I looked around to see if anyone else saw it. Like, am I crazy? And two guys saw it and they were like, oh my God, did you see that? Now, mind you, we're in a crowd of tons of people. None of them saw it. It's just myself and two other guys just somehow happened to be looking up at the right time. And this fireball shot through the sky. And a fireball is like a, basically like a fragment of a meteor. If you want to look it up. And it's just, it's miraculous to see. It's a once in a lifetime sighting, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, that just, it totally caught me off guard. It totally surprised me. And it was thrilling because I never seen anything like it. And it reminded me that at any moment, God can shift and surprise you with something you never imagined. In any moment. I wasn't expecting to have a once in a lifetime sighting at the tailgate homecoming, right? I didn't expect that. And what I also noticed is that I happened to be looking up. I wasn't talking to anyone. I wasn't looking around because if I was talking to someone, I could have totally missed it. But in that moment, I looked up and that's when I saw this amazing, incredible sight, y'all. It was amazing to see, like out of a movie. And so I say that to say, keep looking up, keep talking to God, stop looking around at what everyone else is doing. Like, we never know what people are dealing with on the behind the scenes. I had a conversation with a friend recently and she was just telling me about all of the challenges that different friends that she had were having. And I would have never guessed that because they all look so great and fabulous on Instagram, like they're living their best life. I would never know what they were going through. So many big deals and changes and surgeries and relationship issues and just the, I mean, tons of challenges. And so I was like, man, you know, everyone's going through something. You know, life is not particularly easy on any of us. However, as long as we continue to seek God for strength and healing and restoration and clarity, you know, He is with us through it all. And so just keep your eyes on Him in this season. You know, keep speaking the promises of God. Keep praying. Keep thanking God for what you do have. Try to be in gratitude as much as you can. Try to find joy as much as you can. And before you know it, the season will have transitioned and you will be in a new season. Like I said, the seasons change. That is guaranteed. Fall turns into winter. Winter turns into spring. Spring turns into summer. So if you are in a cold winter month, know that spring is coming. I hope that this episode gave you some encouragement. I hope it gave you some perspective. I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. Just DM me on Instagram because I love hearing from the listeners saying, yeah, Lily, that really helped me. It just gives me more encouragement to show up and do these solo episodes. So again, I hope this blessed you. Definitely visit my site, theglamceo.com, and order a Glambitious sweatshirt for this winter season. They're so cute. They're in all colors. And follow me on Instagram at I am Lily May. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Glambitious podcast.